Hey, Emily. This is Justin Whitaker. I'm responding via audio comment to your post today on a disturbing trend in the blogosphere. You know, you're right about what a lot of the mentors are doing. I mean, they started out in this multi-potentialite, I have a bunch of different interests and I need to sort of figure out a way to synthesize them into a business. That's where you want to be. That's where we all want to be. That's the reason why we follow your blog. You know, we have all these disparate things that we're interested in, and somewhere in there, there's a business. But you're letting people off a little too easy when you're saying that it's a lack of awareness thing on their part. I'm not saying that these mentors have sold out, but what I'm going to say is that over time, their businesses get to be too much for them to manage. And so they start bringing on staff. You know, first it's just someone to manage their calendar, then it's somebody to help, you know, do the shipping, and then it's somebody to help do the marketing, and then it's somebody to sit on Facebook and on Twitter and other social media sites in order to make it look like you're still paying attention to the community that got you there. And you have to start reducing things, because if you don't, it's very hard to run a business and train people in a business where there's multiple channels of product and of communities that are coming together, and they're not really related. They're only related because you related them in the first place. But in order to train somebody in those things, it's very hard. They have to be sort of complementary things that are running in parallel to each other, so they kind of make sense to your staff. So the business takes over. You know, the multi-potentialite that they started out with starts falling away because they end up managing a business. And they sort of convince themselves that the other things that they're interested in, you know, they can get back to later on, or that they can do that as a side business somewhere. But the fact of the matter is that the business is really taken over, and they've kind of convinced themselves that that's who they are. So what they do is they turn around and they say, well, those periods where I was floundering around looking for a business model out of a bunch of different things, that was a step that I actually had to get to where I am today. And so what I'm telling you is, from where I'm standing now, don't do that, do this. You know, do what I am today instead of where I was now. And it's not the worst advice ever, because it's very hard to actually grow a community or grow a business when your value isn't clearly defined. You know, it's very easy to actually sit there and say, you know what, I'm the LinkedIn guy. Or, hey, I'm the Facebook guy. Or, hey, I'm the mobile marketing guy. Or, hey, I'm the guy who does business cartoons on the back of business cards. You know, whatever. Those, you know, even if there's like multiple things that are being pulled together, it's when you need to hone your elevator pitch, and that's you're going to be your position in the blogosphere. You know, that's where you're going to be as an individual. It's very hard to do that when you say, well, you know what? I have an MBA in finance, but I'm also a DJ, and I'm a social media wonk, and I'm a father, and I really love doing audio recording. You know, all those things thrown together, you know, people lost track after the second or third thing that I said. You know, they don't know what I'm doing and don't know how to categorize me, and don't know if they're going to add me to their RSS feeds or follow me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. Because you can't be pigeonholed that easily. So I think that we just need to follow their example and not their advice. I mean, there is some truth into following a single niche, but I think that it's limiting a lot of people. And so long as you're out there calling bullshit on it, I think we'll all be okay. I would just follow your mentor's actions and not their advice at this point. Thanks for listening.